Greetings. Again, this is Steve, Brother Steve Fisher with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This time, we are going to look at Chapter 2 of Colossians. Again, talking about everything that is in Christ. In Chapter 1, the last part of Chapter 1 there, we were looking at the mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory, and the importance of Christ being our all in all, and how Paul is really bringing it together here in this letter to really bring it to a head with Christ being the center of our life. Chapter 2, for I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with circumcision, made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them. I think I'm going to end there for now. But there in the beginning there, this part is talking about here, looking at verse 3, talks about, again, about Christ. First of all, let's look at verse 2 there. Being knit together, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. There again, he's talking about that mystery. Verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You know, many times we go to all kinds of sources and places to look for wisdom and knowledge. We might go to a doctor, we might go to a psychiatrist, we might go to, you fill in the blank. There's all, the world is full of books today of all kinds of information and worldly wisdom, and people are chasing after everything except in many cases Christ. And here it says that in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Christ. All the science books in the world cannot contain everything that is in Christ. Jesus Christ created this whole world. He knows the intricate details of everything that's in it. And it says that he even counts the hairs on our head. And he knows when even a little sparrow falls. How much more us, his children. And he says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. He's warning us here. Lest anybody should beguile you with enticing words, leading us away. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. And ye have, and then he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. And I like that verse because it gives you a picture of, I guess the first question we would have to ask there is, okay, so how did we receive Christ Jesus the Lord? And the answer there is by believing. We received him by faith. We received him by believing. Looking to Jesus and realizing that this is the answer to my need. You know, everybody has a slightly different testimony, but, you know, we all need redemption. We all need forgiveness of sins. And we come to a place where we come to maybe a difficult spot in our life or a climax of some sort where everything comes together and we look at Jesus and we realize that he's the answer to our problem. He has the wisdom that we're looking for. He has the understanding that we need. He can forgive us our sins. He can wash us away. And by faith, we believed in him. And now here, he is admonishing us to continue walking in him in that way. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. This is supposed to be a continual working out of that believing and continuing to believe and continuing to believe. And so it's not only in the beginning, but it's throughout our life. And often he speaks of that to the Galatians, how they, having begun in the Spirit, are they made perfect in the flesh. And I didn't look up those verses, but anyway, it gives that idea of somebody who had started right and who had believed, but then looked at other places for their wisdom to continue through. And that's what he's talking about here. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Then again, he gives us again this stern warning, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after tradition of men, after rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Philosophy is simply somebody thinking through what they think might be reality. And he is warning us against that. You know, the world is full of philosophers, and yet, again, all the wisdom that this world contains, Jesus, it's all contained in Jesus. He has the answers to our every need. And he says in verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Verse 10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And while we are in him, we are in that same position with him. Like I said the other time, we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so as we are in him, and he being the head of all principality and power, after a bit, we have to say with Paul, there as he writes to the Romans, verse 31 of Romans 8, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he be not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. And he goes through a whole list of things there. But the question he's asking is, and I bring it back to this here in Colossians, if he is the head of all principalities and powers, and we believe that, and we are in him, are we not also in that place in the head of all principalities and powers? No earthly man, no earthly principality, no earthly government can stop us. No earthly government can, you know, people get persecuted and people are even killed for their faith. But If we are in Christ, they cannot touch that relationship. There's a German song, some of you might be familiar with, but many of you not. And one of the parts goes the first verse of the song goes, "Zu singen habe ich einen Sinn, wo doch viel lieber weinen, wenn ich denk, wer ich bin." And I'm not going to get into the trouble of interpreting that, but there one of the verses talks about how death is a door to life. And so even if they kill us, they cannot touch that relationship, that position that we have in Christ. Jesus Christ, we are absolutely perfectly 100% safe if we are in Christ. Talks about buried with him in baptism and risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And I think we are going to stop there after this. Then it talks about the ordinances and the law and things like that, and we'll get into that later. God bless you.